This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The best of the best here on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, focused on some of the issues of the day, some of the lighter things, some of the heavier things. There's not a lot of heavy lifting involved in getting yourself wrapped up in the frenziness, I suppose, the craziness of the day. The latest from France on yet another ISIS or Daesh. I call them Daesh. The attack in France, police officer who swapped places with a hostage woman during an attack by a supporter of Daesh on a supermarket in southern France died. And so you look at these things and what frustrates me is once again we're back to, and I don't know, this may get old with people very soon, the fact that we, and there's so much focus on the blame. Okay, get the person, get the idealist, get the people with these ideas. Let's do something about that. But this stuff spreads. It's like a bad infection. The planet was almost destroyed on any number of occasions by things, especially now that the transportation access from one continent to another, you can travel around the world in a day. So some of the things that affect us that are from the physical realm, some of the things that sicknesses, the plague, things like that. Well, isn't this, wouldn't you call Daesh a plague, a mental plague? Isn't it a plague of ideas? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think to some extent. Yeah. But it's an ideology. I think people tend to downplay it a little bit and say it's a mental illness. These are people who are sane, who are choosing to live their life for what and do what they think they should do, or do these things that they do because they're serving their God. Yeah. So that's what makes it really dangerous, is that there's not treatment for this. This is something that they think they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Well, and it's very hard, it's impossible actually, to try to convince someone that they're wrong when they really believe what they're doing is righteous. So there's really no way to mentally win. I don't know what the answer is with that.
Okay. So then let's take another direction here. Let's have a program meeting. Let's talk about why it is that we bring people this information when there's admittedly nothing. You know me, I like to talk about something. For example, the next thing has to do with something we can do something about. I don't know that there's much you can do about what it is that gets into the mind of these people. I know we go to war with them and we're going to try to stomp them out and shoot them and blow them up or whatever it is. But you can't kill an idea. You really can't.
No, but it's a lot like communism. And so the way that Reagan actually went after an ideology when he was president against communism, and eventually that's what caused it to fall. I think you're seeing, whether you like Trump or not, I think what you're seeing in the speeches that he gives is this, the attempt to do the same thing, where it's tackling the ideology and also having military support. I mean, you can't do one without the other, of course, but that's just kind of how you have to deal with this. It is strong and tough and show people other choices, and that's just it. And geographically speaking, we've done a lot of shrinking to ISIS. That's why you're seeing some of these strange attacks like in France, because all of the people who were in Syria and Iraq have been driven into France because they don't have a place to go, and France is an open borders country, so they can just sort of flow in and set up shop there, which is why they've become so hard hit by this.
Well, but then the other side of it is, though, what do is it for me and for us to present these stories so that people maybe know something about them that they didn't know yesterday? But I usually want to have a conversation about something where there may be a problem presented and then we offer a solution. For example, the situation in Kansas where that the owner of the water park there, who helped design the water slide, that, remember, a couple of years ago involved this 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
So there are all kinds of lawsuits that have happened as a result of this. And the latest one contends that Jeffrey Henry, who is the co-owner of this park in Kansas City, lacked, quote, the expertise to properly design the water slide that killed the Shunkster. His design violated nearly all aspects of long-standing industry safety standards. So one would wonder, if that was the case, why the inspectors, the people who work for the city, who would be, whose job it would be to check this out before it was open to the public. That's what these, that's what we pay the public, the people that work in building inspection and compliance, that's what we pay them for, so that they go through with a fine-tooth comb, even if they don't know anything, you go hire somebody that looks at these things and figures out, well, this is good, this is going to work, or it doesn't. Isn't that their responsibility? Isn't that what we're paying? When you buy a ticket to a park like this,
it's understood, right, that you've been, that you're going to be safe.
Two things understood, right. That when you're buying a ticket, there may be, it'd be interesting, we've been talking a lot about in the last few days about the fine print. So a lot of these tickets have the fine print on them that we're not responsible for, like on my farm. I have signs up all over the place that say I'm not responsible, or the farm's not responsible for something that you stick your nose into or get involved in that you don't, you know, that
like
you're not supposed to be involved in.
If you face in a cow's face?
Well, no, that sort of thing we control. But some of the things that happen, you know, there's a lot of equipment, and if we don't put it in the back 40, it's there. And you climb on it, and you fall off, and you hurt yourself.
Right.
That's not my fault. And so under the circumstances, this is something where this person, you come, and unless it says on the ticket that you do, you pick and choose where you spend your time. And if you've chosen to spend time on this slide, then you give over your right to adjudication because you voluntarily have come to our park to ride on this slide.
It's a tough one, though. I think people have the right to think that there's some element of safety.
Well, that's what I'm saying,
yeah,
Jennifer. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That seems
so. And the element of safety not only is the responsibility of the people who built this thing, but the city, in every jurisdiction that I know of, claims that it has to inspect anything like this in order to make sure that it's okay, it's safe for the public to use. So there are two areas of responsibility here, and it seems both sides have shirked their responsibility. This guy got away with, whether he knew it or not, maybe he thought, hey, listen, I'm the greatest designer in the world, and I'm going to make something that's 168 feet high that people will be safe on. Who the hell are you kidding? There's nothing that's 168 feet high that people are going to be safe on other than the Empire State Building.
Wasn't there an issue with the weight? Didn't someone not use the weight or the height requirement? Didn't he bounce off?
He did bounce off that raft, yes.
Because he was too small?
I don't know
if... He was too small. Yeah, I remember that part.
If he was too short to ride the ride, I don't know.
He did not obey all rider instructions, and that's what the case is hinging on.
That's going to be, and that'll be the rub, is that they...
Yeah.
And whether that's negligence on the part of the park for not calling it out, or negligence on his family's part for letting him ride anyway...
Well, his dad was a representative or something. It was a congressman.
Yeah, congressman. Yeah.
Yeah, and he, I think, was nearby on the park grounds giving a speech or something like that. And
yeah.
I don't know that this little boy was unchaperoned, but it's one of those cases where was the worker? If you don't, I don't know. We've all been to amusement parks, right? When we were kids,
yeah.
And you don't,
mm-hmm.
if you don't hit the mark, you're not tall enough.
You don't get to go on
the ride.
Yeah, every single water ride that I've been on, there's someone at the very top. You walk up the steps, there's someone at the top before you get on, and you have to, like, they hand you the raft, and then you get on it. So they should be the one that's stopping you if you're too small.
So is this one of the things that probably will come out is maybe this youngster was given special dispensation because of who his father was.
That's what I'm wondering.
Maybe
yeah.
they looked the other way. But there were a couple of other women who got hurt in this, and they've sued the park, and they've settled, and they've moved on.
They were the two women who were on, I think it's a three-person ride.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They were the two women who were on the raft with the little boy. But those two women had also been on the ride. It was their, I don't know, they had already gone down the ride a few times, and they had been injured before that. So they
really?
Had injuries. Yeah, they had injuries.
That day, you mean?
That
or?
Same day, they had other people who had been injured, just not as badly because they weighed more. So they didn't bounce as much as the little boy did, which is what killed him.
Bounced up and he hit the he bounced out of his seat.
Yeah.
So why wasn't he? Don't they have buckle in things?
No, it's a water ride, so it's like you're just in a raft.
Right. Well, seems kind
crazy.
Of dicey, doesn't it? Under
yeah.
the circumstances, really dicey. All right. Well, but you see, at least we've talked about a solution to the problem. One of the solutions is don't go there. Stay away from those things because they're dangerous. They are, and every big city has one of the. In the outskirts of town, there's one outside of Providence. Rhode Island is very popular, and mostly there's a couple up in Maine that I can think of, and I know they have them in Vegas and places like that. Where are there slides like this around here in Los Angeles, Jennifer?
I don't know of any places with slides. We have a lot of water parks. We have Raging Waters and Hurricane Harbor. There are a lot of water parks. I just don't know if there are any places specifically like this one, but...
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
It seems like a lot of the themed rides, like at Universal and those types of theme parks, seems like those are always very safe and very contained and controlled. That's probably the last water ride I was on, I think, was at Universal, one of those.
I was just thinking about taking a water ride. I don't remember where we were. I think Meredith and I were somewhere, but I wonder where the kids were with us. It wasn't at Disney. I don't remember where it was, but I remember going down a slide and everybody's screaming. And it's fine if it's warm enough. The water's all over the place. But it's fun, but. You know what I'm saying? Fun, but. And then you figure out what is protective and what's safe. Speaking of what's safe, what about your smile and the way you're trying to keep your teeth white? There are some things that you can use that are whiteners that are just not safe. Those whitening strips, and then there are these trays that you can stick into your mouth and keep them there for a half an hour. They're not good. They may get rid of the stains, but they're not good for your gums. They're not good for the roots of your teeth. They're just because they eat away at everything. I mean, this stuff is it's like acid on your teeth. Don't do that. If you drink coffee or tea or a red wine or you smoke any of those things, maybe you should think about using all of those things. But in the meantime, when you want to have a brighter, whiter smile, please consider using Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in just a few minutes. There's nothing messy about it. There's nothing unsafe about it. Matter of fact, Power Swabs have been studied by all kinds of doctors, and the patent approval process requires that they look into the tooth detergent and the whitening agent. It's all natural. And it works so quickly, why would you do anything else? You snap, you swab, and you smile. Coffee, tea, stains, wherever they come from, will disappear. And it starts with the first usage of Power Swabs, and then you use them every 5 or 6 days, maybe once a week, on your teeth. And if you have caps and veneers, don't worry, it works as well. Power Swabs. Call them and order. At this moment in time, you can pick up the phone and dial 800-208-1797. Easy number to remember. Call them right now. 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to DJV. Give you 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797 to clean up your teeth, to clean up the mess, to clean up the smile, to do all the things that you want to do so you look your best. 800-208-1797. It's safe, too.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
All right, so the program brought to you in part by Progressive, Progressive Drivers Insurance. Progressive saves the average person who uses them $620 a year. Imagine that. Call them about home insurance as well. Progressive.com or 800-PROGRESSIVE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, 23 and change after the hour, DJV time with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, and the theme from 13 Reasons Why. This is a Netflix original show that came out last year, and as it did, it sort of started a national conversation about the portrayals of suicide in the news media. Much of the conversation in opposition to the show's handling of this sensitive topic, and I don't know, is it still unclear? The impact of this, whether it's good or bad.
It seems
divided. How many people have watched this? Have you watched this, Victoria?
Yeah, I watched it. It was really riveting. Sometimes difficult to watch, but I think an important story to tell. But I could see either way how parents would say this is encouraging and glamorizing suicide, and then on the other end, this is an important thing for kids to talk about. So. It's just, I think with any sensitive subject like this, there's going to be two different viewpoints on it.
So what is there about it that captured your attention? Do they give you 13 episodes, 13 reasons why youngsters will commit suicide? I don't know this show.
It follows the story of one girl, and she commits suicide, and she leaves behind a series of 13 audio tapes that she's made. And so there's 13 different contributing factors to her suicide. And that's what everybody finds out after the fact. How each little person and each little seemingly little thing in her life led to a larger moment.
Well, you've seen certainly stories. People who have not been blind to this know there are a lot of different ways that youngsters or people in general decide that they want to end it all, whether it's their own mental health and well-being, whether they've been bullied, whether they have substance abuse or sexual assault in their history, that sort of thing. There are a lot of, so is this program aimed at helping people to keep them from, is that one of the messages here, to help them understand, or people to understand?
I think spreading awareness of how everyone's actions has a reaction, and that it's really aimed at social responsibility in high school especially, which is a time. Selena Gomez and her mother produced this because they felt that, you know, Selena has such a young following, and this was and such a huge following. They felt this was a story that, it was based on a book, so they felt this was a story that a lot of kids would relate to and needed to be told.
Mm. Well, it causes conversation if you watch it together. Is it appropriate, though, for youngsters who are 13, 14 years old? Is it too
high? Does it glamorize? And that's what I don't know. Is does it glamorize it? Do you get a Netflix series? I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a question, though. Parents got to wrestle with that.
It's a sticky situation because there's that fine line between glamorizing and actually making it something that's worth an honest conversation.
A lesson. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, 26 past the hour. Music news now. Keith Richards, Mavis Staples, Steely Dan's Donald Fagen, Lucinda Williams, Nora Jones, among the performers that appeared on stage for the second annual Love Rocks benefit concert in New York City, took place in the Beacon Theater. Keith Richards teamed with Gary Clark, who's quite a virtuoso on the guitar, Gary Clark Jr., Ian Neville, one of the Neville brothers, and High Rhythm with Steve Jordan to deliver a rendition of Exile on Main Street tune Happy. I don't know that
that's
tune.
That's one that Keith Richards actually sang.
Really?
I don't know if we have it, but yeah, that's one of those old songs that that Keith sang. Every once in a while in the Stones, they let Keith sing a song.
By himself, yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, Emmylou Harris, Ziggy Marley, Warren Haynes, Ann Wilson, and Trombone Shorty participate in the event, which raises money for God's Love We Deliver. So what is that? That's a New York City group that does what, Victoria?
It's a nonprofit that provides meals. It's like a Meals on Wheels thing, and they provide nutrition counseling for people who are homebound, terminally ill. This kind of, I believe, started during the AIDS epidemic, and so as back then.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Now 34 after the hour, the DJV team is on alert, and we're on duty, and we're happy to have you along with us. The team consists of me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All the members of the team are valued, appreciated. I encourage cohesiveness as we direct our energy toward the unified goal of bringing you information, thoughtful perspectives, because if you look at some of the promotional material for us, we all are good-looking, very good-looking. We all have different ideas. Ladies, I'm giving you that. If you go to DJVShow.com, you'll see the banner with all of our pictures on it. The only difference between reality and that picture is that Victoria has short hair now, but we're leaving the picture because she's going to grow it back out again. That's how that works. People like to know, well, what do these people look like? We know what they sound like, but what do they look like? Because there are a lot of people who spend a lot of their valuable time with us, and so thank you for making that decision. This is a team effort, as I've said. The atmosphere of cooperation, collaboration that I like to have here, I hope goes on in your life, in your business. Everybody working together toward common goals. That's something we all need to be more, I think, aware of. And I like it. We find leaders every once in a while that help us to sort of channel our energy. The Pope is one of them. You hear me talking about him. And I was off him for a while because of Bernard Law, but there's a movie coming out. I don't know if you've seen the trailer, ladies, for the movie about the Pope. It's much like, and I think produced by the same people that did the movie on the last year of Obama, the Obama administration, but it's a full-fledged movie. It's about the Pope, what he's been doing, where he's gone, how people are affected by him. It looks like a nice insight into a man that does have huge impact on all of us, one way or another. The reality of trips that he plans and where he goes, I'm sure that he and his staff want to go where there are a lot of Catholics, and there's certainly a lot of Catholics in Ireland. The Pope visited Ireland when Catholicism was at the height of its power. Pope John Paul II, I think, was the last pope to go there. And now Pope Francis is going to go and face different circumstances. He's announced that he's going to go to Ireland in the end, I think at the end of the summer in August. Prime Minister there is gay, so there's a challenge. Its seminaries don't have anybody going. Nobody wants to become priests. And attendance in church is pretty well dying off. So the last pope that visited didn't face any of that stuff. Francis says he's going for a two-day visit. The figure of the number of people who used to go to church every week, 87%, when Pope John Paul was in office. That figure now, with Pope Francis there, is about 30%. The Prime Minister of Ireland is Leo Varad. Is it Varadkar? Is that how you pronounce his name? Anybody know?
Yes, I think it sounds just like that. It's something like that. Yeah.
He's not really Irish. He was born in Dublin, but he's an Indian.
Well, he's half Indian, half right. Irish. Yeah,
and mostly gay. So,
oh boy,
the Pope.
He's also mostly Catholic too.
Yeah, mostly Catholic.
They chose to raise him Catholic. But there you go. That's when he was a baby, and they chose that for him. And then, you know, then he grows up and realizes he's gay. And so I'm sure there's some sort of a conflict of faith there with him. But that's part of the problem, though, with the Catholic Church in modern times. No one really wants to go into the seminary because they can't get married. They can't have families. And you're cutting out such a huge part of the population who may want and may be very good at spreading the message of Catholicism.
So how far, Jennifer, is a Catholic, and I always put you up on the pedestal or whatever, you're in the spotlight because you are a good Catholic and you believe in the message of the Church. And so I'm not poking a stick here. All I'm trying to do is find out how you as a good Catholic feel when it comes to some of these issues that we're talking about here, whether it's the gay and lesbian movement. The Church has certainly frowned on that, even though many of the priests that I've known over my life have been gay. And are they gay? You know, this is the issue of whether you choose it, or you're born that way. Do you become gay because there are guys around to have sex with and there aren't women around to have? I mean, what is is there a liberalization, and how far does Pope Francis go?
Well, I don't know how far he'll go. I know that there's a push and pull between tradition and kind of a new way of thinking in the Catholic Church. I think first with marriage, I think there's a lot of people who would like to see them consider letting priests get married, because I think that there's a shortage, or there will be a shortage, at least in the coming years, of people who want to give that part of their life up. But then the traditional side of me says, well, that's part of the sacrifice of what makes you a priest, is that you make the commitment to sacrifice that piece of your life, that God is your significant other, really. And so there is this push and pull, I think, between tradition and the Church. One of my dad's best friends is actually a person who became a deacon, and he's very much allowed to have a family and a wife. And the wife actually goes through the process with her husband in becoming a deacon. So there are other options for people that want to serve And he can do almost everything a priest can. He can do marriages. He can hand out the, he can do Eucharistic ministry. He does the homily and that sort of thing. As far as gay people go, there are a lot of people that I know that are gay Catholics that still go to church every Sunday. And it's not necessarily that the church at this point is frowning on gay people, but they are not supportive, obviously, of gay marriage, which maybe for some people would cause them to want to leave the church. But there's still a pretty good sized population of people who go every single Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. They say, actually, American, in Ireland, I was just talking about this in January when we were visiting my family, and the Pope was in the news because of doing that final blessing at Cardinal Law's funeral, and there are more Americans who go to church than any other country, even more than in Italy and outside of the Vatican. But in Italy and in Ireland, which used to just have very, very, you know, big populations of mass goers on Sundays and sometimes even every day of the week, and Americans are really the only ones who are still doing that. I have tons of Irish American friends whose parents go to church every day.
Yeah.
And so it's Americans really are the ones keeping Catholicism alive at this point.
And then, the money that it takes, or to take that back, the church doesn't need any money because they're sitting on $5 billion worth of treasures in the basement of the Vatican. And so, you know, you see.
They ever needed to hawk things. Something.
Well, but they see, could. The thing that has. This came out in one of the Spotlight series. Remember the Spotlight story about the gay priests in Boston and their pedophile priests and that sort of thing? The movie that was made about it. Well, one of the things that's a subtext to all of that was a Spotlight report on the treasures the Vatican has. This is something that, for whatever the reason, the major news, the news sources, news agencies in Europe do not want to, they don't want to cross the Vatican for some reason or another. And there are very few people who have ever had access to or even know about how much the Catholic Church is holding in terms of valued gold, silver, jewelry. It's like a, if you were to go in the basement, I'm told, of the Vatican, it would be like going onto a pirate ship, you know, 500 years ago, as of the loot that's there that they hoard and don't use. And the reason that came up is because in the greater Boston area, there were churches closing left and right because of the suits that were filed against the Archdiocese of Boston by the people.
Hundreds of millions,
and the families.
Right?
Oh, yeah. So they closed down churches, tore them down, sold the land. I mean, one in Wellesley, Massachusetts became a car dealership. It was a church. They sold it, and that they used the money to pay off these suits that started with Bernard Law, and that was his move. One of the things that angered the Catholics in Boston so much, not only because Law basically supported the priests who were pedophiles, but then instead of going to the Vatican saying, we need dough to pay off these suits, they decided, or maybe they were told at the time by the Vatican, hey, this is your problem, you fix it. So they sold off and had tremendous protests. There were dozens of churches that were sold in order to, on valuable property, so they could sell the property to pay off the suits. And meanwhile, the mother church sits on billions of dollars, and so the folks who were loyal to the church started to get really frustrated. It was a big move in Boston, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, to the Church of England. You know, the Anglican Church, the Episcopal Church, has some of the same liturgy and traditions as the Catholic Church. It's not quite, you know, they preach and
there's no Pope. Yeah, no, I was raised Episcopalian, and we've had, whenever my Irish relatives would come over to visit, they thought they were at a Catholic Mass. We just didn't tell them. Because it's the high Mass with the incense and the acolytes, and it's the whole big shebang. So it's very, very similar. There's only a few little wordings that are different.
Mm. So I have one other observation here about this, if I may. We were talking about faith and... And I have, for the last week or so, been talking about a couple of different movies that I've been to see. The one about the song, which I can never, I don't know why I have a mental block against it. Kara, what's the name of that song that I have liked that came out of the movies called What the Song Is? And it was a big, big hit in the, you can't remember. I can only imagine. That's right. Thank you, Jennifer. I can only imagine. So here's a strongly faith-based movie. Has major stars in it. Dennis Quaid is in it. And It's a great story, actually. There's a beautiful message. The fellow that sings the song is fabulous, but it's heavy-handed in the way that it's presented from my point of view. And then the movie that was out last week with Jim Caviezel is the story of the apostle Luke and his, Luke and the fellow who wrote the story. It wasn't quite so heavy-handed, but it's interesting. In those 2 weeks and in those two movies, in the presence of those two movies was another movie that was all about a youngster coming out as gay. And there were, I wonder if, like me, I went to see all three of them. And I wasn't prejudiced. That's the story. The kid's name is Simon. Jennifer
Garner.
Garner is in it. And it's quite a nice story. It's a very sensitive, sweet story. As is the story about, I can only imagine. But I can, hardliners, excuse me, who would go, wow, where'd that voice go?
What happened?
Excuse me. Hardliners who would be supportive, or at least their definition of support of the church, would be to never go see a movie about a boy who became gay. It's just, I find this is a very good representation of how confusing it is to try to figure out societal mores and norms in America today. Because, look, I mean, Simon's done well. The movie I Can Only Imagine did well. And yet, you know, there are very few people like me that went to see both movies. And I find it just interesting that we have such a cultural... Maybe what it does, Jennifer, is represent the divide. I don't even like that word, but the different views, the different ways that we have evaluating certain issues. Is that a better way of putting it?
I think so. I think the success of some of these movies, too, the I Can Only Imagine movie, is that you have so many things that are out that have a negative message, that when mm-hmm. something has a positive message, people are just tired. They want something that's going to make them feel good when they walk out of the theater. And I think that's, people have been kind of shocked as to why this was doing so well at the box office, because they didn't spend a lot of money promoting it.
Yeah.
But I think that's why. I think people are just, they're tired.
It's a good story. It really is. I just, as I said, I find it heavy-handed, but if I put that stuff out of the way, I happen to think, by the way, for those who throw things at the radio every time I talk about religion, I think the Bible is a fascinating book to read. I think there's so much in the Bible that is fascinating. It has nothing to do with me. It started as religion because that's what I grew up around, but as I matured and came up with different values as to the value of organized, you know, industrial strength religion, versus what you get out of just reading the Bible, understanding the goodness of most of the message that's in it, which is a sort of different level than being the hardcore issue-oriented focus that a lot of people have. So anyway, an observation. 12 minutes before the hour. Here's another observation. Thinking about what we've been talking about, Facebook ad nauseum here and all the things that are going on at Facebook. Do you really trust, if you belong to Facebook, if you haven't hit the road, and there, you know, are issues that you may have with Facebook. Do you even know what's there, what people are saying about you? The last time you Googled yourself was when? Fill in the blank. Jennifer, when's the last time you Googled yourself?
I'm Googling myself right now.
Good, okay. Well, so
it's been a while.
Victoria and Kara, all of us, when's the last time you Googled yourself to see what people are saying? And in the circumstance of business owners, people have small, medium-sized businesses. There is a way for you to protect what is said about you, protecting your security. It's called executive privacy from a company called Reputation Defender. Name speaks for itself. Executive privacy speaks for itself. The leader in this field is Reputation Defender. So they'll check out what has been said by people about you, and they'll scrub it clean. So check it out, 844-432-4882, or online at reputation.com/Doug.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
After the hours, we continue our focus, which is the tradition here of getting lots of information to you. People like this program because of the health implications of our experts, the health expertise of the folks like Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is focused on a study on psychiatric drugs. This is not new, and maybe the information here will even seem old. The numbers, however, are astounding. When you think of 8 million children, not teenagers, children in elementary school, 8 million are on some kind of psychiatric drug that parents get talked into using because the children are acting out. When in fact, and I don't mean to summarize your story, Jack, but this is all about Captain Crunch and Choco Blockos or whatever that other crap is, all the sugar and the cereals, people having sugar as they send their children off to school. If they're feeding them at all, they're feeding them this crap, which they bounce off the wall. So right away the nurse says, oh, this child's got a problem. So go through the numbers, will you, for us, Jack?
Well, one of the shocking aspects of this is the number of children. And this is the source for this. is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And it's the number of children less than 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially 275,000 children under the age of one has some kind of anti-anxiety.
Who prescribes? Who even can figure out whether one or two or three? I got a three-year-old grandson. He gets anxious about
because they cry a lot.
Yeah, what? How are people how are people this dependent on the information that in this case is incorrect? How do you get that way?
Well, in this report, it talks about the low self-esteem that comes from
about 1 year old.
Yes. No. This is all the way up through 12. This is a collective through 12 years old. 8 million children up through the age of 12 who are on some kind of anxiety drug, some kind of social enhancement drug. The ADHD, the obsessive compulsive, the kids that are having depression, the kids having eating disorder, the bipolar type children, even autism spectrum disorder, the severely aggressive child, the child having sleep problems because they have night terrors or the fear of separation because of family disruption, anxiety because they don't want to go to school or because they are being separated from somebody they don't want to be separated from. The list goes on and on as to why they're doing these kinds of things. But as they get older, you know, under 6 years old, over 1 million children in this country on some kind of a drug. The 2 to 3 year olds, 370,000. 4 to 5 year olds, 500,000. As you would expect, as they get older, there's more and more of these children on drugs. So it's a staggering almost 9 million children on some kind of a drug to help
them
to deal.
Where have we gone wrong? What's wrong with this picture? Think about when we were kids. Not that it was great, Nirvana. I had lots of stuff that disrupted my childhood, as we all do. That's part of growing up. But, you know, nobody told me to take some drugs, or nobody brought me to a nurse and said, well, you better see the doctor. And the doctor said, all of this is related, in my experience, to using devices and having kids exposed to this stuff too soon. Their neurons and brains can't handle
The brain does not stop its wiring until we're around 7 to 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
And the kinds of things that are necessary for proper neural development inside the nervous system, a good diet, plenty of drinking, clean drinking water, good gut health that we've talked about many times, lots of sunlight, the ability to handle a stress problem without going berserk and having a drug to calm them down, and reducing exposure to electromagnetic radiation. All the electronic devices that are around their heads and brains all the time, while their brain is still trying to develop. Those are the recommendations of this mental illness group.
Certainly food for thought. Jack's brought to you in part by GetTheTea.com. If you haven't experienced this, this is a unique blend, all natural ingredients. It's meant to clean your system. No GMOs, no pesticides, no herbicides. This is a great tea, life-change tea. Order it online only. It's the only place you can get it. Life Change Tea. GetTheTea.com is the web. GetTheTea.com. Clean your system out. GetTheTea.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.